It's a case for Nick Carter, master detective.
Yes, it's a case for that most famous of all manhunters, the detective whose ability at solving crime is unequaled in the history of detective fiction. Nick Carter, master detective. Continuing the case entitled...
Kidnapped for Sale, or Nick Carter and the Mystery of the Missing Babies.
On the trail of a ring that is stealing babies and selling them for adoption, Nick Carter and his secretary Patsy are searching for evidence in the apartment of Doc Arnold, a member of the gang who has tried to kill them. Nick hears someone moving about in the next room, and as he goes in to investigate, unarmed, he runs into a blaze of gunfire.
Oh, Nick! Nick, are you all right?
Yes, Patsy. I dropped to the floor and he missed me.
Where is he?
He went out the window and down the fire escape. Stay here. I'm going after him.
Oh, Nick, don't go out on that fire escape. You haven't got a chance without a gun.
Oh, no use anyway, Patsy. He's down on the street already, running toward that parked car.
Oh, Nick, he's turning around to shoot.
Hit the floor, Patsy. You all right?
Yes, are you?
Yeah. Well, he made a clean getaway.
Oh, Nick, how could you have been so foolish as to try to capture him unarmed? Why, he might have killed you.
I had to take the chance, Patsy. Those papers he was carrying away might have been valuable to us.
Did you recognize who he was?
Yes, it was Dutch. Oh. Arnold's gunman. The fellow who locked us in the safe.
Look, Nick. He ransacked this room thoroughly. Must have been packing up everything in here while we were in the next room.
I'm afraid you're right, Patsy, but let's look around anyway. Perhaps in his hurry, he may have left something behind that'll be valuable to us.
His writing table's been cleaned out.
Mm-hmm. Nothing in this bureau either.
He seems to have gotten everything.
Well, afraid we're wasting our time here. Not only is Dutch a fast worker, he's a thorough one.
Nick, where do you think Dutch will go from here?
I imagine he'll join Arnold somewhere.
Do you think they'll try to leave the city?
They may, now that they know I'm onto them. But we're not going to give them the chance if we can help it.
What do you mean?
We're going down to headquarters and have Riley send out an alarm for both Arnold and Dutch.
Gosh, Nick, this baby-stealing racket's a dirty business.
It's worse than that, Betsy.
Well, Mrs. Anders said she wouldn't want to live if you couldn't get her baby back to her.
I'll do my best.
Nick, why do you keep watching your mirror like that?
I'm not certain, but I have a feeling we're being followed.
Followed?
Yes. Traffic's so heavy, though, it's difficult to tell.
No, but...
No, don't look back, Betsy. We are being followed. We don't want them to know we're aware of it.
Perhaps when you make the turn to headquarters at the next corner, you'll be able to tell.
Yes. I'm coming to it now. Soon, no. Here goes.
Oh, were we followed?
Oh, two cars turned in after us. I still can't tell.
Here's headquarters.
Yes. When we stop, Patsy, watch those two cars when they go past. See if you recognize anybody in either of them.
Okay.
Now watch them as they go by.
Nobody in that car I ever saw before.
Look, Patsy, in that one.
That was Dutch.
Yes, and he must still have the papers he took from Arnold's apartment. He hasn't had time to get rid of them. We're going after him.
Oh, hurry, Nick, hurry. He's quite a way ahead.
I know, Patsy, I know, but there's too much traffic here to go much faster.
Nick, he knows he's being followed. He's speeding up.
Oh, if only traffic weren't so heavy. Can't get by the half dozen cars between Dutch and us.
Oh, hurry, the light's changing to red.
No. Couldn't make it.
Oh, Nick, Dutch got through, too. If only those cars hadn't blocked us.
And by the time the light changes, it'll be too late. I'm afraid he's given us a slip again.
Yeah, and he's got all those papers he took from Arnold's room. We can kiss him goodbye now.
That seems like it.
Nick, after the way Dutch ran away from us when we were in Arnold's apartment, why do you think he followed us down here?
It's always a good point to know your enemy's next move. And Dutch wanted to know what ours would be.
The light's turned green now.
Yes. Our friend Dutch is completely out of sight. Well, Patsy, that leaves us nothing to do but go back and call on Lieutenant Riley.
Hello, Riley.
Good evening, Lieutenant.
And hello, Nick and Patsy. What brings you down here?
Riley... What do you know about the baby-selling racket that sprung up in town these past months?
Oh, plenty, Nick. We ain't been able to do anything about it.
What do you mean by that?
Nick, there's hardly a day goes by that some poor mother don't come to headquarters and tell me how she was persuaded to part with her baby.
Oh, how awful.
Usually she let the baby go because she couldn't afford to support it. But after the baby's been gone a few days, she realizes just how much it means to her. And then she comes down here and asks us to help her get it back again.
I see. Then what do you do, Lieutenant?
Well, sometimes she has the address of the men who took her baby. We bring them in.
Ever get anything on them?
Nothing. Nothing at all. These men always have a release signed by the mother giving them permission to take the baby.
You mean that there's nothing you can do about it, Lieutenant?
No, not as long as they have a release signed by the mother.
These men you bring in for questioning, have you ever seen any of them before?
Oh, sure, Nick. They all have records as swindlers and confidence men. They get into the baby selling racket because it's easy money.
And you haven't been able to find out who's behind them?
Oh, but I can tell you this, Nick. It's somebody big. The minute one of these guys is brought in, a lawyer shows up to take care of them.
Seemed to have built up quite an organization.
Yeah, it's growing all the time.
Isn't there any way you can break it up, Lieutenant?
We can't touch them until we get some concrete evidence that they're operating outside the law.
Well, Riley, I think I've got something on them this time.
You have, Nick? What's happened?
Earlier this evening, a woman by the name of Mrs. Anders came to my office. Seems a man named Donald had induced her to leave her baby with some friends of his while she went away on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
When she came back, she found he wouldn't return the baby, denied ever having seen her before.
Nick, we can't hold these men because legally they're always in the clear.
Yes, but in Mrs. Anders' case, there was a slip-up. Arnold didn't get a release from Mrs. Anders.
He didn't, Nick?
No.
Nick, that's great. We can really get him for that.
We'll have to move fast, though, Riley. I suggest you send out a general alarm for him.
Sure, Nick. Have you got his description?
Well, you probably have his record and files.
Huh?
This isn't the first time I've run into him. In September 1934, I got the evidence on him on a blackmail charge. It would send him to prison for 5 years.
Do you remember what name he was convicted under?
Yes. That time, he was using the name of Edward Morelli.
Fine. I'll have one of the boys see if we have anything on him in the files.
Good.
Just a minute, Nick.
Yes, Lieutenant?
See if you can find anything in the files on a confidence man by the name of Arnold. He did a blackmail rap in 34 under the name of Edward Morelli.
Yes, sir. I'll look it up.
If we've got anything, Nick, it shouldn't take more than a few minutes to find it. Then we can really get going on this thing.
Come in.
Chief.
Chief. You look upset, Dutch. Is anything wrong?
Plenty, Chief.
Let's have it.
Nick Carter ain't dead.
Not dead? But he must be. Arnold locked him in an airtight vault earlier tonight.
Sure, Chief, and I saw him do it. But Nick Carter's still alive.
But Arnold said no one could last more than 10 minutes in that vault. And Arnold was the only one who knew the combination.
Oh, I don't know how he got out, but the main thing is he did. He came to Arnold's apartment while I was cleaning out, like you told me.
How did he get there so quickly?
I don't know, Chief. All I know is that just as I was finishing the joint, the doorbell rang. Actually, I didn't pay any attention to it, but then I heard somebody picking a lock.
And what happened?
Then Nick Carter and his secretary came into the apartment. Somehow Carter got wise that I was there, too. I got all my stuff packed up, and I got out in a fire escape just as he came into the bedroom.
Did you let him have it?
I took a couple of shots at him, but I missed. Before he could pull a gun, I made my getaway.
Bah! That fool, Arnold. Is it all his fault?
Chief, there's something else I think you ought to know.
You mean more blunders were made?
No. Oh, what I'm trying to tell you is that when Carter left Donald's apartment, I trailed him, see? He went to police headquarters.
Headquarters?
Yeah.
That means Carter must know something. The police don't worry me, but with Carter on our trail, things aren't going to be so easy.
What are we going to do, Chief?
Call Arnold for me.
Okay, he's right outside. Hey, Arnold. Chief wants to see you.
All right, Dutch. Oh, hello, Chief.
Come in, Arnold. Now. Well, Arnold, not only did you bungle in the matter of the Anders baby, but you failed when you tried to get rid of Nick Carter. Carter is still alive.
What? Why, he can't be. No one could have gotten out of that vault.
Carter did. Right at this moment, he's down at police headquarters.
Well, even so, Chief, what can he...
You fool! If you hadn't blundered with the Anders woman in the first place, Carter wouldn't have a thing on us.
What can we do now, Chief?
We've got to find some way to make Carter drop his investigations.
Do you want me to see him?
Nah. Talking wouldn't do any good. He's got to be stopped. And I think I've got an idea. Yes. I'm going to give Carter a warning he'll never forget.
Lieutenant, here are the records on Arnold or Morelli.
Right, Sergeant. That's all.
Yes, sir.
Well, Nick, here's Arnold's record. And here's his picture, too.
Well, that's Arnold, all right. I can never forget his face, especially not after tonight.
That's quite a record.
I'll have an alarm sent out for him right away. With any luck, we may be able to pick him up within 24 hours.
Fine. And the minute you do, Riley, give me a call.
Okay.
If we can bring him in, we can get enough out of him to round up the rest of the gang. Oh, no. Where's my key?
Fine detective. Can't even find a key to his own house.
Quiet. All right, here it is. Well, Patsy, it's been quite an evening.
Quite a night. Being locked in a vault and then shot at later is too much for just an evening. Boy, I'll be glad when Riley gets Arnold behind bars. Perhaps then Mrs. Anders can get her baby back.
I hope so, Patsy.
Oh, by the way, Nick, you promised Mrs. Anders to let her know just as soon as we found out anything.
But we don't know anything positive yet.
Oh, I suppose you're right, but I keep thinking of poor Mrs. Anders sitting there alone waiting for word about the baby.
All right, Patsy. I'll go into the office and phone her and tell her how we're getting along anyway.
Yes, Nick, she must be awfully anxious to hear from you.
Afraid I can't offer her much encouragement. Now, wait till I put on the lights.
Nick, there's somebody sitting at your desk.
So I see.
Who is it?
I don't know. I only see his back from here.
Nick, why is he sitting in that funny position? He looks so awkward.
It's very simple. He's dead.
Dead?
Obviously. Wonder if I know him.
Nick, it's Arnold.
Yes, it's Arnold. With a bullet hole between his eyes.
And look, there's a note pinned to his coat.
It says, if you don't drop your investigation, the same thing will happen to you.
Well, Nick's hunt for Arnold is over. But with Arnold's death, Nick's hope of making him tell what has become of Mrs. Anders' baby seems to be gone forever, because dead men tell no tales. Or do they? Perhaps Nick can make this particular dead man tell him what he needs to know. Listen tomorrow. In the strange adventures of Nick Carter, Master Detective, Nick Carter is played by Lon Clark, Patsy by Helen Choate. The stories are written by Bob Arthur and David Cogan. Original music is played by Lou White. The entire production is under the direction of Jock McGregor. Tomorrow night at the same time, listen to the further adventures of Nick Carter in the case entitled
Kidnapped for Sale, or Nick Carter and the Mystery of the Missing Babies.
Don't forget that the adventures of Nick's adopted son, Chick Carter, are broadcast over most of these stations Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern War Time. The Return of Nick Carter, a copyrighted feature of Street & Smith Publications, Incorporated, is produced in the studios of WOR and is broadcast over most of these same stations Monday through Friday at 9:15 Eastern War Time. This is Mutual.